You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse Common Councilors approved a sidewalk snow removal plan that nearly doubles the mileage of sidewalks to be cleared this coming winter. In a 7-to-1 vote, councilors agreed to pay JSK Snow Removal $250,000 to clear 78 miles of sidewalk. Councilor Michael Green is glad to see the city take action.
This is going to be year two of the pilot, and that's a great point to sit back and evaluate what the long-term plan is, but I'm happy that we're going to see the service increase for this year.
I commend them on trying to tackle this issue. I just think it's the wrong way to go about it.
That's Councillor Chad Ryan, the lone no vote on the program. He worries the city can't afford to assume more responsibility for something property owners should be doing.
We're punishing the folks that follow the rules to help the folks that don't follow the rules. When they want to do this citywide, we're going to take on a lot of liability of the quality of the sidewalks. If we're going to have these companies out there doing the sidewalks, they have to be in better shape. So we're going to essentially take over ownership of the sidewalks.
This plan is merely a supplemental snow removal service. Green says residents still need to be responsible.
It's definitely something we're going to have to continue outreach to property owners and tell them it's supplemental. So it's still only for storms that's 3 inches or more. So if there's a scenario where you're getting a 2.5-inch storm, the property owner is still going to be required to clear the sidewalk.
The contract begins November 15th and ends April 15th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.